Farmers, a 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
The apiculture unit in the Ministry of Agriculture and Fisheries takes center stage in today's program. I'm Camellia Guthrie. Good morning.
Hi, I'm Shaggy. It pains my heart to listen to news and hear all the big man them, and even the woman them, trampling on the rights of our children to a life free from fear and violence. We cannot continue to shoot children, neglect them or turn them into girlfriends, boyfriends, or baby mother. That's not right. Allow our children to feel protected and safe. Everybody under the age of 18 is a child. Parents and guardians, I want you to watch over your children and to listen to them. Sometimes the person abusing your child is somebody you know. Let's join hands for the youth. Don't betray their trust and provide them with a safe environment.
This message was brought to you by the Office of the Children's Advocate.
The Ministry of Agriculture and Fisheries is made up of several units, all aimed at ensuring the sector is equipped to operate efficiently. The apiculture unit is one of those divisions, and as Kwesi Palmer explains, apiculture is really just a fancy name for beekeeping. He'll also tell us about the division's roles and responsibilities.
The apiculture unit main function is to promote beekeeping and to show persons that from beekeeping they can have a viable business, and that beekeeping is very beneficial to the agriculture sector in terms of the bee pollinating crops and in assisting production.
Apiculture specialist in the Ministry of Agriculture's apiculture unit for Kingston and St. Andrew and St. Thomas, Kwesi Palmer. If you're in the beekeeping industry and need technical support, the ministry's apiculture unit can help you.
The apiculture unit provides technical assistance to the industry by doing pest and disease surveillance, you know, introducing new technologies to beekeepers and training beekeepers, you know, in every aspect of beekeeping, as well as to show them that beekeeping is a viable business option.
Mr. Palmer, who led a team to the recent staging of RAD and St. Andrew Open Day, had a variety of products derived from the bee on display. These included pollen, marmalades, jerk sauces, and candles, which demonstrated that the sector involves much more than just the harvesting and bottling of honey.
Here is Belcour, and Belcour is a company that is in the Blue Mountain Range. They produce a wide array of preserves, from marmalades with honey to jams and sauces, jerk sauces.
Did you know that pollen, bee pollen to be exact, can be eaten and is believed to be quite nutritious? Well, Mr. Palmer provided a crash course on pollen and its nutritional value.
Pollen is the male gamete in flowering plants, and it is very nutritious. This is the protein part of the bee's diet, which the honey is mainly the carbohydrate portion of the bee's diet. Now, this is a food that is seen to be complete because it has all the 21 essential amino acids that your body require, as well as it has a generally high crude protein content. It has all the minerals from vitamin A right down.
And in case you're interested in getting some pollen to consume, you can contact any beekeeper you may know or the nearest health food store. You may also contact the Ministry of Agriculture's Apiculture Unit, which can help you get in touch with a beekeeper. But before you make your purchase, here's how it's used.
You can take it just as it is. You can use it as a topping on an ice cream. You can use it in yogurt. You can make a punch with it. You can add it to fruit juice. You know, you can add it to cereals, so you can eat it with peanuts or cashew, you know.
Apiculture specialist in the Ministry of Agriculture's Apiculture Unit for Kingston and St. Andrew and St. Thomas, Kwesi Palmer. To get more information on the Apiculture Unit or to seek technical assistance, call 983-2281. And with that, we wrap up this morning's program. On behalf of studio engineer Prince Moore, I am Camellia Guthrie wishing for you a productive day.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.